It's Wednesday, October 9, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Students are cautioned against enrolling in non-accredited tertiary institutions that offer unrecognized qualifications. Linda Ndengu, the Marketing and Corporate Communications Manager at the Namibia Qualifications Authority, for insights on the extent of this issue.
We actually receive a lot of complaints about that, whether it's in Namibia or anywhere in the world. We've got a lot of students that have gone and studied 4 years, 7 years as doctors. They came back just to find out that the institutions they studied for were not accredited, or the institution they studied was accredited but the qualification was not. So unfortunately the qualification holds no value. And the sad part about that is that lose the money that you spent, even though you got this degree or this PhD. Unfortunately there's nothing you can do about it. You'll have to restart again. Now around this time, this is where a lot of bogus institutions pop up and students enroll, and after February, March, April they disappear.
The Bank of Namibia's Financial System Stability Committee has confirmed that the domestic financial system is stable and resilient despite potential vulnerabilities. Following an assessment on October 3, the committee noted a projected decline in global GDP growth to 3.2% due to tighter monetary conditions and inflation. Nevertheless, the regulator is confident in its ability to manage future risks. Sandra Gari says, the principal communications team leader at BON.
The non-bank financial institutions were financially sound and stable during the first half of 2024, attributable to developments in global financial markets, coupled with a stable demand for non-bank financial institution products on the back of moderating inflation and increased government spending.
South African Union COSATU has welcomed the City of Johannesburg's decision to rename Sandton Drive after Palestinian politician Leila Khalid as a gesture of solidarity with the Palestinian people. COSATU Deputy International Secretary Nokolo Mbengu praised the City Council for this move, recognizing it as a tribute to those who contributed to the fight against apartheid and a symbol of the shared struggle against colonialism.
As COSATU, we celebrate the City of Johannesburg's courageous decision to stand in solidarity with the people of Palestine. This is a move that is both heroic and necessary in our collective pursuit of justice and liberation for all oppressed people. We look forward to the official unveiling of Leila Khalid Drive in the coming weeks.
Kenya's parliament voted yesterday to impeach Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua on charges of self-enrichment and inciting hatred, according to the chamber's speaker, Moses Wetangula, as reported by Reuters. The vote saw 281 members, more than two-thirds of the National Assembly, supporting the motion, which will now proceed to the Senate for consideration. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an urgent ceasefire in both Gaza and Lebanon as the Middle East conflict intensifies. He warned that the situation is worsening rapidly, with his calls for de-escalation being ignored. UN humanitarians in Lebanon are struggling to assist 1.2 million people displaced amidst heavy bombardment. On the ground for us is Jody Jacobs in New York, where the UN is headquartered.
Antonio Guterres has once again voiced his concern over the escalating violence in the Middle East, describing Gaza as a powder keg with many parties holding the match. Guterres has described the situation in Lebanon as boiling over.
Every airstrike, every missile launch, every rocket fire pushes peace further out of reach.
The Secretary General has questioned the disregard for international law, saying there is something fundamentally wrong in the way this war is being conducted. He says civilians must be protected and their essential needs must be met, including through humanitarian assistance. Guterres has also called for all hostages to be released. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.